With many VC rest areas now dedicated, is there an oversupply of rest areas on the Sydney to Canberra drive? Ian Callaway responds.
24 rest areas between Sydney and Canberra is a lot more rest areas than the standards require. But it's a remembrance driveway, so it's not a normal stretch of highway. You can become a bit spoilt for rest areas when you're driven to Canberra. If you drive elsewhere around the state, you'll be looking, searching high and low for rest areas when you need one.
Ian Burke adds,
we're finding all those areas are well patronised, and I guess there's the tourist traffic aspect of these as well. One of the drawbacks we've found with the rest areas, though, is by putting the recycled toilets into them, we're having a lot of trouble with maintenance because we're getting caravans, for instance, emptying chemical toilets into them, and that's destroying the bacteria to make it an ecologically friendly toilet. So. And then again, we don't really design them for 60 people at once to jump off a bus and use them, but unfortunately that's what's happening with them, and it's probably overtaxing it a little bit to what it was originally intended for. Maintenance is pretty good because we've got crews that regularly patrol up and down the highways, and I think even now, if our crews did miss it, the travelling public is very much aware of the areas and they'd be pretty quick in reporting what they do see.
Wanda Robbins worked during the Second World War as a volunteer nurse at the Sydney Showground, treating wounded soldiers from the North African campaign. Wanda represents the War Widows Guild on the Remembrance Driveway Committee. She remembers a time when maintenance of the plantations was less of a problem.
The army used to supply the water. They used to have a water tank. We had an army chap who was very interested in the whole thing, and he used to authorise these chaps to go and water all these plants. But of course you can't do that now, because the water restrictions, number one. And you've really got to be at it all the time, because if you go down that main highway, some parts are so dry and barren, it'd take days of watering.
So have any of the plantations or groves or rest areas suffered as a result of the drought?
Yeah, they have. We've lost trees. But there's no good replanting till we can get the rain.
Now, I believe the RTA have been most helpful over the years.
They've been wonderful. Absolutely, yeah. I'd say we owe practically everything to the RTA.
What sort of things have they done for the driveway?
Well, they've financed us, which is a very big help, because we've had to employ different people to replant trees, and it all costs money. The RTA have been good there.
David Farquhar explains his concerns.
In general, the graves along the Hume Highway at Liverpool through to Chullora are generally looked after. The RTA look after them with their maintenance contract. They keep them mowed and do infilling. Unfortunately, when you come to commercial areas, we've had three or four occasions of problems with commercial operations infiltrating onto Remembrance Driveway land. The worst one, of course, is where the War Widows had a plantation opposite Warwick Farm Racecourse, where there's a shopping establishment, and they were complaining that all the trees were hiding the shopping establishment from purchasers, retailers. So over time, the trees disappeared, killed, you know. And so we've decided no point trying to fight them, because as much as we put plantings in there, they'd just be ripped out. That's the only site that had real problems.
Leonie Knappman confirms.
They had just finished our freeway out here and the ramp where you come off into Mittagong, and they had all the beautiful, I think they were bottle brush, all planted. Anyway, they went out next day and the whole lot were gone. So somebody had decided that they would look better in their garden, I guess. And the whole lot were gone overnight.
We think the crab apples were stolen at Hughie Edwards out there, so... Beautiful blossoming tree. They look good, and I think we've lost those probably twice now.
Charlotte Webb points out.
The Remembrance Driveway has changed its emphasis. Where it was as a living war memorial, it has now moved beyond that. It's also part of our streetscape, part of our landscape. It has really taken on another dimension as it matures. As a living memorial, it's a living and continuing to grow memorial. It's not sort of, you know, something that was there once and being bypassed by a new road. It continues to adapt to the new conditions. My concerns are what happens to the old ones, because they do have very important social, historic and botanic significance, both to the communities here, along the route, and communities further afield. But I think it's very interesting in the Remembrance Driveway in that it's actually got involvement from two states and a territory, in that it's involved with New South Wales, going from Sydney down to Canberra, New South Wales and the ACT, and then we have the Mackay Plantation at the Yarra Interchange. And that was dedicated to Mackay in Queensland, because there the floods had come in and actually washed away their war memorial. So there we have the first time that someone who's actually interstate has come in and contributed to the Remembrance Driveway that doesn't have anything to do with them. And I think that's a very significant interest in what really is a significant war memorial.